Just to conclude this little part of the evening, I'd like to welcome Anne-Marie Curran. She is a collaborator with EEK, Art Collective. EEK Art Collective plans to present artworks where we kind of least expect them and where people don't expect to find art. And to that end, they're going to present a series of broadsheets, which are collaborations between poets and graphic designers. The first of these is due out in March. Yeah, and that will feature a poem by Anne-Marie, and she's going to read a few poems for us now. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Well, firstly, it's a very nice thing to be asked to read your poems, and I haven't actually done so before, so I'm more than a little bit nervous. I have had a small handful, very small handful of poems published, but I aspire to... was publishing a book or something in the future. Miranda's poem. In the evening I watched her pack her clothes, the slim ode of her body disbelieved in the widow light, an arc dipping and rising. She might have been a woman in a field gathering gold tentacles of corn, or a girl on a swing hung back at a great height, her unhurled silhouette a black node on the sun's yawn. Between two thoughts she paused, like a clock's fit hand, raised her arm to her forehead, as if to try and understand something with new detail, map the angles of a myriad task. She flushed back the hair from her eyes and sighed, a small withered exhalation that had left her lungs with ambition but lost its sound long before it reached the tray drift of her opal mouth. And the cotton whispered loose at her waist, a sail's thrill, freed itself of innocence, revealed the just shape of her hip, simple, ultimate, a girl's tent pitched on a sarsenet skin. And the next one I'm going to read is called The Scandal. The villagers did not unite in outrage, but instead they set about their days as usual, posting letters, buying fruit, forming queues in the bank after lunchtime. They said little, but within that little lay much. Little was a gated field in which something extraordinary was buried. They held to their inner selves, resilient in emergencies of projected light. And yet, over time, there happened a slow retreat from joyousness, a packing away of the emperor's new clothes for good. Only the giant oaks would live to remember imagination. That's one of the handful published poems. Very proud. This is a poem written for my foster sister for her 12th birthday, and it's called Jochebed's Child. Little one, I refute her too, she who stowed you over day and night, trite with nature's spell. She who might have let a friend or lover travel your first unrest, limbs kicking like a tiny pot of indignation, casting in the mould with infinite vigour. She who might have thought to herself, this is how it will be, you blaming me forever. But fear grows love in sacred places, sets its children out among the rushes before the pharaoh's dress, sends seed by bird mouth to places where the wind stopped still. Feel free to kick me off now. This one is called Obama Wins November 2008. In my lightless room, its bulb, a dunce catkin long, drained from the ceiling above my bed, I put my headphones on, worm down into the middle heat, and make my own America beneath the hoop weight of blankets. Child of Ulster that I am, spun in the womb with bloods of peace, I shift in my infant pleasure, correlate as the world grinds to a whim. The mistress as she grew older. At some unknown point, her dreams became small bereft boats held in the harbour with ropes, and the water she once loved stretched out around her like a lasting moment of nostalgia. The men who had devoured her with tales of unfulfilled need and marital woe returned home to wives and families to make endings happy. Alone now, she spends Sundays in bed, regretting nothing except the way she did not love the bright red of fuchsias after rain, or the soldering, blasting winds of the North Atlantic coast. Alone now, through one small curtainless window, the sun streams down upon her, decadent as pears fed, flesh-bellied and water-ripe to the mouth of a soft-haired lover. And one small tiny poem to finish it. The ending. You said no words to me over hours. I knew my place and you knew yours. Together we rode in silence with our invisible hours. Thank you.